Today is Thursday, May 21st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, we had one more step in the process to get our brand new house. And our closing date, just to remind everyone, is May 29th. And so we have about 8 days until we close on the house. And the process, so today we had, so basically we did our punch list, which I told you guys about, where you go through. And I'm such a pushover, like, I'm like, oh, it's okay. There's a little paint missing. No big deal. I don't want to bother anyone, you know, to come back out. And our realtor, so at the beginning, we met with this one realtor. And it's Berkshire Hathaway, if anyone's heard of them. I think they're like a well-known company in real estate. But anyway, we were recommended them by friends who have this big mansion-looking house. I mean, it's so grand when you walk up to it. It's got the side garage and the whole front entryway has got, I don't know, a large concrete area that looks like a, I don't know, it's hard to describe. And then their front door has this huge arch that it's like, I don't know, it must be 20 feet high or something. I have no idea. Maybe even higher than that. And you walk in and there's like this grand circular staircase and open living room and kitchen. And I don't know. I mean, it would be way above our price range. And we thought, oh, so when originally they recommended this realtor to us and she met with us, well, her assistant came. And so when we started looking at homes, the assistant was showing us all these homes. And so Mark and I had just decided, oh, our home was not in the right price range for the big boss lady to show us the homes. And so we had kind of resigned to the fact that, you know, the assistant. So anyway, we did the walkthrough and the assistant, I mean, she's very nice and everything, but she's not real excitable, you know, not real talkative, just kind of quiet. And when she's showing us a house, she, you know, whatever. I can't really describe it, but she just wasn't real. Didn't seem like she was really into the process. But she wasn't bad. I mean, she was nice and, you know, she showed us houses and she showed up when she said she was going to show up and all that. And so anyway, we did the punch list last week and I'm a pushover. So I was like, oh, should we really write that down? Should we write this down? You know, whatever. And we came up with a list and they said they were finished. And so we go back today. Well, the thing is, the assistant was not available tonight. And so the big boss lady said, oh, I want to, she said, I'll go with you guys to do the walkthrough today. So we get there and she is so happy, happy, bouncy, like, oh my God, hey guys, I'm so glad to see you. And then as we're walking through the house, she's like, I'm so excited for you guys. It's going to be so great. Oh my God, it's such a wonderful house. I'm so happy I got to see it. But not only that, so I mean, like totally night and day from the other lady, like totally bubbly and excitable and like, you know, excited about the whole process and, you know, everything. And as she's walking through, she's seeing little things. And to me, they're just like little tiny little nitpicky things, you know, the things that I wouldn't have even written down. She found like some tiny little unpainted piece of guttering or something that was, you know, and then a tiny little splash of white paint that had gotten on something and, you know, all of this stuff. And she's like, you know, taking pictures of all of it. And she's like, oh, no, 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 that's unacceptable. This is a new house. And, you know, we go into the closet and she finds something. And I said, yeah, I said I had seen, you know, a couple of things in the closets, but I'm not really sure because it's a closet, you know. We even go into the attic because I was just showing her there was a spot that there's a big open area in the attic that I think at some point in the future we could have a contractor come in and build another room there. And I don't know why I'm already thinking that. It's a brand new house and I'm like redesigning, you know, the attic now. But anyway, and she's like, oh, no, no, no. So she found some shim sticking out of the wall in the attic. And she's like, oh, I'm going to take a picture. I'm like, well, really, it's the attic. She's like, oh, yeah, that could be dangerous if anyone's walking in the attic. And she's like, they should be able to just cut that off really easily. And so I'm like, okay, fine. You know, so anyway, she's finding all that. She went to every end. They were supposed to, the inspector said that they were supposed to seal the windows. The out between the brick and the windows and the doors, and they had not done that. And so she literally went around to every single window herself and was like checking every single one to make sure that there was sealing, that they had sealed it correctly, and like all this stuff. And Mark was like, maybe you should have been our inspector, like, because we paid an inspector to come out and, you know, inspector. She's like, I just geek out about all this stuff. You know, I'm just really geeky about making sure that everything's perfect, especially when it's a brand new build. She's like, you expect everything to be perfect. And then we go out and there's some weeds in the flower bed. And she's like, oh, no, 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 that's unacceptable. They need to weed the flower bed before you guys buy this because it's brand new and they need to get the weeds out. You know, and all this stuff. So, I mean, I'm happy. She's going to go back and talk to the other realtor. And she was like, oh, that other realtor. She's like, she's a little bit difficult to work with. But she said, you know, she just thinks the builder is so great because she lives in one of the builder's homes. And so she's so impressed with them. She's like, but I'll handle her. Don't you guys worry. So anyway, we did that. So now I don't know. We may have another final walkthrough. Like, this was supposed to be the final walkthrough. And these are like little, tiny little things. I mean, everything for the most part is great. These are tiny little things that, you know, just tiny little touch-up things here or there that need to be done. But Mark and I are both really excited. We're going to, like I said, we're going to close on the 29th, hopefully. I mean, you know, assuming they get everything done. And we actually got some good news today. I mean, it's really hard to explain, but basically, all of you homeowners out there will know that you have an escrow account and like you pay your mortgage and your escrow every month. And the escrow company pays your property taxes and your insurance once a year. And so short story is they had miscalculated what the property taxes were going to be for the first year, and we were going to end up overpaying. And so it went down by about $200 a month because of this. And I mean, there's a long explanation to it, and the mortgage will go up again in like a year. It's basically because it's a brand new home, they had figured it on assessed, or they had figured the property assessment as improved. But because Arkansas is like assessed in arrears, or I don't know, Arkansas assesses weirdly. Actually, our first year is going to be based on unimproved, and so the value was much lower. So we will end up owing a little bit of a lump sum of money once it's all kind of settled. But for the first year at least, until like the real assessment happens, we're going to pay about $200 a month less than what they quoted us. So, you know, we both have savings, so it's not a big deal. We'd rather keep the money in our savings and then pay the escrow company once they get the bill that has it correct a year from now or whatever the case may be, you know. And the other option, she said, you could keep it the way it is. She said, but what will happen is when the escrow company gets the bill and it's so low, they'll pay it and then they will send you guys a refund check. And she said, then you'll either have to keep that in savings until the next year and pay them back, or she's like, you'll have to immediately send the check back to the escrow company. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense for us to pay for a whole year and then them send us a check and then us send that check right back to them. I would rather just not pay and then us send them a check, you know, whenever that is. So it's very complicated, but bottom line is, for about a year, we're going to be paying $200 less than what we thought. As it is now, for the next year, we're going to be paying less than what we're paying for our current rental. So that'll be good, because I think the bills are going to be a little bit higher, like the electric bill and probably the water, since we're going to be watering a brand new lawn and stuff like that. So that's it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.